happening. You guys are special.
All right, let's go to KCAYDF
to be followed by NENOR.
Ron, I know you weren't able to join us yesterday, but I hope things are well in Saginaw County.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, for Saginaw County ECRO. Yeah, unfortunately, too many things on the plate in a very short period of time. Yesterday, we were up in Cadillac. The radio club for Saginaw was up in Cadillac for the swap. We had rented two tables and had a variety of items for sale from a couple of Silent Key estate sales that were donated to the radio club. So we needed to get rid of some of that equipment, and we did. So a fair amount of it went out the door, not all of it. And, well, that what we did get was a good thing. That's a little more money into the club's treasury at that point. For Saginaw County, we do have an emergency exercise coming up on Wednesday. This is the MBS Airport Saginaw County emergency exercise. It takes place every 3 years. We will be participating in that exercise along with Covenant Hospital, My Michigan Health, Saginaw Hospital, County Emergency Management, MMR Ambulance, and MBS Airport with a variety of fire departments and police agencies that will be on scene out at the airport. We'll be staffing our Covenant emergency room station as well as 911, and we'll have the communications trailer out at the airport for the exercise portion that will be out there. We have 7 people that are signed up for the exercise, which isn't too bad considering it's on a weekday and many of the people have to take time off from work in order to participate in the exercise, but that was at least a decent showing there. Once we're done with that, let me break. On next Saturday, on the 10th, then, is the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, which is our largest public service event. That event generally draws anywhere between 700 to 1,500 participants for the walk. If it's a nice, warm, sunny day, we get the upper amount of those. So I am still in need of participants. I need 20 people to staff the course effectively, and right now I've only got about 12 or 13. Usually a couple of people show up on that day. As long as nobody calls off, I'm good. I can cover the basics of the course that need to be done, and with that number of people and a lot of the people that participate in this also have MS or some other disability and are in wheelchairs and things like that. So it is a little bit of a handful to cover the course, and being Frankenmuth, tourist town, we have to contend with all the people that are on the streets along with the walkers crossing the street when you get 700,000 to 800,000 walkers all trying to cross Main Street, especially at the beginning of the course. It's a handful for the operators to help out with that. And